Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy, a very happy Monday, actually, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can hear me on Drive Today. In fact, make sure you do tune in to Drive Today because Darren Bent, of course, big Arsenal fan, and his team, oh, have they thrown away the league? Couldn't even beat bottom of the table Southampton. Oh, yeah, we'll beat them, Goldstein. We'll beat them, yeah. And my team, of course, Manchester United, well, we know what happened to them. In fact, that's how we're going to start today's podcast, by looking back at yesterday's FA Cup semi-final as Manchester United, the mighty Manchester United, smashed, humiliated, tonked, embarrassed Brighton. Embarrassed them. 6-5 on pens. I mean, it went to extra time and then pens, granted, but still, in the penalty shoot, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It means, of course, the triumphant Red Devils will go on to face bitter rivals Man City in this year's FA Cup final. Here's how the game sounded, live on TalkSport.
But it's game time. It's FA Cup semi-final time. It's Manchester United and Brighton live on TalkSport. Here's Fernandes into the penalty area, played in by Casemiro. Drags his shot wide at the post. Back towards Enciso, and it's stopped by David De Gea, who thrusts out a big right hand.
David De Gea. He's one of the best in the world at this.
And obviously, the longer the game goes on, the more the mind starts to wander.
Here is Solly March on the edge of the area, travelling infield,
trying a shot. Down to the left-hand side. Double save from David De Gea.
Have extra time in the FA Cup semi-final.
Sancho trying to play to Rashford. Right-footed shot, saved down towards his left by Robert Sanchez.
To get across and get that left hand to it, that was outstanding.
Really good.
I want penalties. I've sat through this. Give us penalties.
Well, we're going to get them. We are going to decide who plays Manchester City in the 142nd FA Cup final by means of a penalty shootout. He's driven it over the top of the crossbar. And April may well be the coolest month for March. And Lindelof to win it for Manchester United. Smashes it into the top corner. And wins the penalty shootout for Manchester United. But Manchester United are coming back to Wembley for an FA Cup final in the first weekend of June to take on Manchester City.
Eric, so many subplots though to that final. You're obviously chasing a cup double. They could well be going for a treble. Manchester United, the only team who've ever done that. You know what it means to fans to stop City from replicating that. Is that extra incentive for you as well?
We want to win the final. It's all about that. And we already showed in this season we can beat them. Also, we had a strong defeat, but we showed in our home game we can beat them, but then everything has to be perfect. So I understand defense very well, but we have to focus on that game against City when the time is there and to give the best performance and prepare them so that we win that game, 3rd of June. But first, we focus on the Premier League.
Penalties, always a cruel way to lose any game. How proud are you of your players?
You are right, I'm very proud for my players, for the performance, for the quality of play, for the courage they showed. And I think we deserve to win. But you know how can be when you arrive the penalty, you can lose when you deserve to win, no? But we have to close this opportunity and we have to think on our target in Premier. We have to play Wednesday in Nottingham Stadium.
and we want to win.
Now, in the Premier League yesterday, Newcastle absolutely humiliated Spurs. 6-1 at St James's Park. And West Ham, Tonk Bournemouth 4-0. Blimey, what a mad afternoon. Here's what the manager's made of all the drama.
Newcastle 6, Tottenham 1. What an incredible start to this football match. It was billed Champions League shootout. It was more like a Premier League team against a non-league side in the FA Cup third round. As Newcastle were that good, Tottenham were 10 times as bad.
First of all, we have to apologise. We have to apologise because we start this type of game, important game, with all the best intention to play. But we were not good enough. In the first 25 minutes, we didn't show the desire to win. And if that came from the system that we changed, it's my responsibility to change system. So it's my responsibility. And I have to take this thinking about the system. I want to take care on the next day, tomorrow. We have to take a breath now and don't go rush to say something wrong. It's important to take a breath and understand and analyse the situation.
Yeah, I don't think it's formation dependent. We want to try and start games like that, especially here at home. But it's easier said than done, as I've said before. You know, the first goal probably changes everything, changes the feel. The supporters were magnificent for us. They really got in the game. It was an electric atmosphere. It was an electric performance from us, and we were clinical in front of goal. So everything went our way in the early stage of the game.
Full time, Bournemouth 0, West Ham 4. The Hammers move 6 points clear of the bottom three with a game in hand, courtesy of a dominant display. Fantastic 3 points for West Ham. A big week in store for Bournemouth, who take on two fellow relegation rivals. They need to bounce back and bounce back quickly. It finishes here, Bournemouth 0, West Ham 4.
It's been a great week for us overall. You know, to come from 2-0 down against Arsenal last week was a big positive for us. To beat Ghent and get to the semi-final of a European competition was huge. You know, pick up for us again and scoring goals, and then today to get off to such a wonderful start and win the game. I wouldn't say it was comfortable, because I thought Bournemouth had opportunities themselves. Lots of the balls around our box, but I thought we defended and we counter-attacked really well today. So, and we got the goals when it mattered.
I'm not sure how much you look at the table, but 6 points clear now with a game in hand and up to 13th. It's a little bit of breathing room, isn't it?
Well, look, it's not there yet, but I think that there'll be some teams saying, hey, it's difficult to catch them because there's other games to come as well. Our goal difference as well, is it plays a part as well when it comes to it. So I think we've got a relatively tough run in, and we're going to have to do well and pick up more points. But always felt today, you know, the result against Bournemouth would be pretty, you know, sort of decisive for both clubs. I think Bournemouth are in a really good position. The result last week, in my mind, got them, I wouldn't say safe, but they've got probably one of the easier run-ins, I think, of the teams at the bottom. Whereas I think our run-in's a bit harder. We've got a few of the bigger teams, but albeit most of them are at the London Stadium.
Yeah, we were poor, nowhere near good enough in both boxes, I thought, was the real story today. I thought we knew West Ham have some key strengths, and we didn't manage to cope with them very well. So, yeah, we knew that they play fairly direct, and they get set plays, and they put balls in the box, and that we'd have to handle them well to stand a chance today. And we didn't handle them well enough, and two of them end up going in the goal early on, and then the game is set for West Ham to sit and frustrate and try and hit you on the counter. And we didn't manage to break them down, and then even when we did create some opportunities, we didn't manage to take any. So not good enough in both penalty areas today.
Now, TalkSport 2 brought you live and exclusive commentary from the Championship as Sunderland beat West Brom 2-1 at the Hawthorns. Here's how that thrilling encounter played out.
Now, West Brom player goes down in the area, John Swift.
Penalty.
And he's given a penalty. And Tony Mowbray can't believe it. It's Swift against Patterson at the Smethwick end. Swift, right-footed, scores! Straight down the middle, and West Brom hit the front right on half-time. Good cross in for Sunderland. Headed in! Oh, fantastic goal! Magnificent from Dennis Sirkin. And Sunderland are back on terms in this critical playoff-chasing match. In by top of the far post for Connor Townsend. Couldn't keep it out. The volley is in, but the flag has gone up. Juxalu volleyed it in, but the flag had gone up for offside. Richard playing the ball into the area. Chance for a winner! Dennis Sirkin may have won it for Sunderland with 6 minutes to go. An unlikely goal scorer of two in the same game. And Sunderland are going into the top six of the Championship.
Now, with all the reaction to Sunday's football, here's DJ Majestic and Darren Ambrose on the Boot Room.
It's Newcastle 6, Tottenham 1, and it's Callum Wilson. He's literally just come on a sub 30 seconds ago.
What an absolute disgrace. I don't know what to say. I actually was calling for more goals. That's how annoyed I am with Spurs right now. I was like, go on, score another one. Because the embarrassment needed to be more.
It was awful. You know what? I was saying in the office that video of the mascot and the Arsenal situation going round, I think Spurs took that so literal. They let their mascots play the first half. It was absolutely ridiculous. It was embarrassing. They 21 minutes, game over. Top four contenders. I mean, come on. You're going out there. You see Southampton on Friday night and the fight they showed. There's no fight from anyone. No leaders on that pitch. What do you do, though, Madge? You've got Stellini. I think he has to go now. He knows he's not going to be there next season. But just put Ryan Mason in charge.
No, forget Ryan Mason. Because he's all part of that mob
but
as well.
Get rid of all of them. He knows the club, Ryan Mason. Keep him there till the end of the season.
He's part of that squad.
If that's what you're going to wait for at the end of the season. I think you go and get a manager tomorrow. Yes. You get a manager that's going to stay tomorrow.
I would do a Crystal Palace the way that they dealt with Roy.
Harry Redknapp.
And go and say, Harry, you've got 5-6 games.
To the weekend sports breakfast show now, and the former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino gave his thoughts on the weekend's sporting headlines.
The referee's blown the whistle. There's the pitch invasion. Wrexham are back in the Football League for the first time in 15 years. And the people of Wrexham are going absolutely mad.
And I know some people have argued about the Hollywood money that's been brought into Wrexham, but ultimately they've only done good, I think, for the town.
100%.
And they've been brilliant this season as well, and let's not forget they missed out on the playoffs last season having finished second. So yeah, kudos to them.
You know what, there's a really big point there about Wrexham, but football has done so much in many cities and towns in the UK. It adds so much.
Yeah.
And you know, it can reignite a town or a city. You know, and Wrexham is, for me, very, very similar story.
And that's the last touch. The treble gets ever closer. Thanks to a Mahrez treble, the Blue Moon is on the rise. They believe this is their year to win the lot. You couldn't bet against them.
So in all three of them competitions, they are the favourites. Now, you can put it all together and say, well, you know, is it feasible that they can win all? I think it's very hard to make an argument who's going to beat them. I think it's a harder question. So, well, OK, let's go to the FA Cup final. They've made it, Brighton or Man United. I don't think Man United would beat them, even in a one-off game. I know strange things happen. I think Brighton would be slightly more likely because they're such a good counter-attacking team and also offer lots of pressure in forward areas with their pace. I think the two centre-halves of Man United being injured has played a big part. I think it gives a huge advantage for City to win the FA Cup. The league, you know, I think the bookmakers are 3-4 on for them. You know, they're firm favourites for their Premier League now, having Arsenal to play. Manchester United in 99 won the treble. Now, Sir Alex always had four forwards. You know, he had the choice between York, Sheringham, Cole and Solskjaer. He had four, so he could utilise all of them. And they did. I know that Teddy played an FA Cup final and maybe didn't play the League Cup final, didn't start the Champions League final. And you could go all through their fixtures at that time that there were changes, certainly in the forward line area. And Fergie had a very strong squad. Now, this squad is incredibly, you know, got great depth, Man City squad. You can nearly pick a player on every position twice. You know, he's playing now effectively four centre-halves as his back line. And I know Stones is playing a slightly different role, but, you know, Nathan Aki's really more of a centre-half. John Stones was, Akanji, and then you go Diaz. You know, they're essentially four centre-halves. And they don't seem to concede goals from corners too often. There isn't an area of the game that I think, do you know what, they ain't as good as other teams. They're basically as strong as anybody in the Premier League, nearly in every department.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
To Johnny Owen and friends now.
All friends.
And the team were joined by Beaten Boreham Wood boss Luke Garrard. The Wood manager was speaking the morning after his side lost 3-1 to Wrexham, meaning that the Hollywood-backed club returned to the Football League for the first time in 15 years.
There's the pitch invasion. Wrexham are back in the Football League. They're Hollywood owners. Wanted a Hollywood ending. Notts County have pushed them all the way. But this season, 48 goals from Paul Mullen in all competitions has really helped them. Two tonight has ensured that Wrexham are the champions of the National League.
I'll be honest, it was nice to be involved in it.
Brilliant.
The atmosphere is incredible. And in fairness to them, what they've achieved, they deserve to go up. For us, it was a great energy in terms of the atmosphere. It was nice to be involved in. I have to take and give a shout out to our fans. We had 200 fans travelling.
You did, yeah, the great stuff.
Great for us in terms of away support. And yeah, look, they all ran on the pitch afterwards. I congratulated him with about a minute and a half to go because I saw all the fans setting up to run on the pitch. I didn't want to get involved in anything in terms of getting trampled on. We've got two to go. Obviously, we need a point. Mathematically, a point gets us to seventh minimum. We've got Gateshead and Yeovil next week, two home games. We'll be looking to get 6 points on the board. And it's been a fantastic season. To be involved in the playoffs again, it'll be our third time in 6 years for a club our size is incredible. Yeah. I ripped my programme notes today. And there's sides like Scunthorpe, Yeovil leaving us just this year. And these guys are in the Championship 8-10 years ago. So it is incredible what the club's doing. It's amazing that we can be competing at the top end of the table. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get into the playoffs this year.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Benn, talking about his Arsenal side drawing at home. Oh, my goodness, against bottom place Southampton and my United side making it through to the FA Cup final. What a wonderful show that'll be from 4 p.m. So make sure you join me for that and him. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.